This is the Junk Bond theme music?
The world turns upside down.
Let's go to the Dude Maker hotline and say hello to Bond. Junk Bond.
That's the 1780s version of The World Turns Upside Down.
Ah.
Church.
Well, Minter Carpenter, host of Reverse Deception and author of Reverse Deception, tell me, is there reverse deception going on here?
There is more deception than the deceivers had ever intended to use going on here. That's the bottom line, Minter Church. There is so much happening. And, of course, as we know, it happened. It started yesterday.
Right.
With the chemical attack, which was, for all intents and purposes, completely staged. If it was real, and it seemed like it was real, my prayers go out to those that were victims. But there's some very specific signs of a nerve agent attack, and one of them is the convulsing that you saw, people rolling around on the ground, just the uncontrollable muscular twitches and things like that. But there were some other signs that were definitely missing. There was no excessive drooling. There was no excessive tears coming out of the eyes. There was no loss of bowel control for any of these people. This is a complete, it's completely uncharacteristic of a chemical weapon attack to have these things missing in a nerve agent.
Yeah, because we
the
all...
The question is it a nerve agent or is it some new hybrid that's come out in the last few years that we've never seen before? Because none of these people...
Well, thanks for cheering us up.
Who did you see have, you know, excess saliva all over their face?
Well, I didn't look that closely at the videos that I saw on the television screen or any of the photographs that I saw screen caps of. But it did appear to me, though, something that I learned from you and from others. They showed people in hazmat suits, but then they showed men bare-armed carrying the children. And I'm going, like, wait a minute. If you got gassed, then you got it on you. So you would get it. It would seem to me it would transfer to your arms or your chest or whatever, and that the person carrying the victim would also be infected or affected or whatever the terminology is, right?
Well, now there's two major categories of nerve agents. One is the G series, which started back many years ago. The Germans were the first to make those, and it starts out G. Like GB is sarin.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's heard of sarin, GC, et cetera, et cetera. Then there's these are called the non-persistent agents. They don't last a very long time. Then there's another version called V agents.
So when the sarin is done, then that's a sarin wrap.
I'm going to withhold laughter.
Okay. All right. Well, Christopher didn't offer it, and I was waiting for him to say it. So, all right. Okay, so sarin is short-term.
Sarin's a non-persistent nerve agent.
Okay.
It has a set duration, and then it dissipates, and it breaks down just in the ambient environment. The persistent agents, VX, things like that, these are exceedingly nasty. These things stay around sometimes hours, days, weeks. They can stay for a very long time. So the people who were the bare-armed people were the people on the scene, kind of like your first responders, it looked like. These people really didn't have a choice. They were just trying to help.
Okay.
And Greg, what are they doing with the water? I'm watching the video now. They're spraying water.
They're spraying water on them.
Yeah, so some of these nerve agents break down with water, too.
Now, how would the guy who is just in civic clothing, how would that guy know to spray the water?
They've seen chemical attacks before.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. All right.
And,
Wait a minute. No. This was the first time ever, and Assad did it. Sorry.
Sure.
And Greg, they also said, witnesses said they smelled it.
Yeah. And each of these non-persistent agents, even the persistent agents, have a distinct smell to them. Each is different. we can run through the list. It would be exhaustive, but each of them has a distinct smell to it. So it's kind of like in the military, you get trained to deal with that type of stuff, and you go through decontamination procedures. They have just very basic decontamination procedures. They'll roll them in the dirt. They'll throw water on them just to get the stuff off the skin because nerve agent can seep in through the skin, the exposed skin.
So the Peyton Manning treatment would work. Rub some dirt on it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. So there really probably was a nerve agent attack.
Okay.
It was probably something we've never seen before. That's my guess. There are autopsies confirmed, autopsies on three children confirmed that there was a chemical attack. They didn't specify the agent or give any other information on it at all.
Well, Trump is now the leader of the free world. Now he's lobbing missiles into sovereign countries for the entire world to see. And I find it fitting that the Russian media and the Syrian media response is, you idiots, your attack did not do what your president said it did. So if the purpose was to totally destroy the aircraft base or whatever you want to call it, the air base, it would seem to me that in order to do that, that you would have to actually fly sorties over it and drop the ordnance where it needed to be dropped to ensure that there was total destruction. Am I wrong?
So let's look at what the chemical attack has allowed the U.S. government to do here.
Okay.
One of the things is, yes, it allows us to conduct a, quote, strike. The one thing that I don't believe the Defense Department counted on was such thorough reporting from around the world. Now, I don't believe that this, quote, Tomahawk attack was designed to destroy too much at all. I've seen, and Christopher and I were talking before, about how the missiles bounced off the tarmac of this airfield and that airfield. You know, it did not destroy all these targets. There needed to be some targets, but the rest of them were probably just thrown in places that could be thrown to show that we sent these Tomahawks off to war.
And when you call Russia to tell them that we're doing this, and then Russia tells Syria, and they clear the base out, there's nothing there.
Wait a minute. Donald J. Trump. Hold on. August the 28th, 2013, 11:45 p.m., at Real Donald Trump. Quote, why do we keep broadcasting when we are going to attack Syria? Why can't we just be quiet? And if we attack at all, catch them by surprise.
Does he want to retweet that?
He even said this in one of the debates. Well, one thing I'm not going to do, okay? Believe me, I'm not going to tell anyone when they're going to be attacked. Believe me, they won't know, okay?
So let's walk down the yellow brick road together.
Yeah.
This morning I saw Darth McCain on
Darth McCain.
Fox News. And you know how it is in vampire movies?
Let's
when
go.
Vampires have a new victim, they look like 40, 50, 60, 100 years younger. McCain had life in him. His normally pale and placid skin was full of color. There was life in his eyes.
Oh, dude, he was ecstatic.
Vigor in his voice.
He was the old John McCain. Scare me.
There was vigor. There was excitement. He's ready to go.
He was the old, let's see if I can blow up the USS Forrestal McCain.
So now McCain got what he wanted.
Right.
Of course, because we all know that Washington is a give-and-take type of an environment.
Right.
Now, I sent Christopher an article earlier. Christopher, did you share that with Hair King Dude?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and you see how Raytheon stock skyrocketed.
What? No. Mr. Carpenter, please. You're trying to make it sound like people make money off of war. There are Christians in this country. We have to take it because we're the USA. We're a global force for good. If we don't do it, Mitter Church and Mitter Carpenter, who will? If we don't do it, who is going to save those little cheerins? Of course, we're not going to save the cheerins that are going to get aborted today. But, hey, who's counting, right?
There was already leaks out this morning regarding which senators and congressmen purchased additional shares in Raytheon yesterday. The Senate leader of the, I call it the War Council, John McCain, has topped that list again. I hope we're not surprised.
This is just the whole thing smells. Now, it's fitting that in the leading Decepticon mammon boosting allegedly conservative publication, the Weekly Standard, Elliot Abrams says that last night the real Trump administration finally began. Now, folks, this is a magazine that calls on that calls for American hegemony. We have the right to rule the world, and we should be spending 43%, if not 63%, of the world's military spending. Our spending and our authority leave the planet, go all the way to the ice world of Hoth. Then they go all the way down to the Motara Nebula, where we find the remains of the Wrath of Khan. Then they go all the way to what's left of Romulus, spin on back, go through the Stargate to the end of the universe with James Spader, come on back. And then when they're hiding out on one of the moons with Simon Pegg, one of the moons of Jupiter. That's how star-spangled, awesome, and amazing American authority is. Don't you people know this? As a matter of fact, if God doesn't straighten up, God has to bless America, right? If God doesn't straighten up, he's next.
Well, Mr. Church, I want to add one other piece of information.
And let me tell you, hold on, Mr. Carpenter. Could. Wait a minute. And let me tell you Catholic wackos out there something, too. If the lady tries to show up at Fatima again, we're going to take her out, too.
And, Greg, I have one more question.
Please, we run the world.
Greg?
Yes, Christopher.
I mean that all of that before you say that, because somebody may be a new listener. I mean all that sarcastically, okay? But don't put... Look, if there was a report that there was an apparition, if there was going to be a new miracle of the sun at Fatima, John McCain would say we need to bomb it. Now, what's your new fact?
Russia had the S-400 weapon system in place in Russia to shoot down those Tomahawks, and they chose not to do that.
Right.
So does this suggest that that our government said, hey, Russia, here are the targets? Is it okay we shoot these targets? And Russia says, okay, go ahead and do it. We'll just pull everybody out and clear it away. Have your fun. Is that possible?
Have your fun? have your $90 million party, Mr. Lebowski.
Or have your way at it.
Is that
a possible thing?
Well, you know, Americans respond so favorably to war. I mean, this will send Trump's approval ratings through the roof. Oh, dude, he's going to go from 37% to 81% in one day.
The
Russians have to show some dead. We got to see some dead people. And it ain't just enough that they bounced off the tarmac. They have to show some dead. Now, if the American sheeple, the frauds that call themselves pro-life Christians, conservatives, if they see carcasses, now Trump's approval goes to 81%. You got to show me the bodies. Got to show them the bodies.
Jerry Maguire, right?
Because this is from the Washington Post. It says, moreover, the U.S. Tomahawk missiles used in the attack could have been struck down by the S-400 weaponry system, which Russia had already in place in Russia, in Syria. But Russia chose not to do so. Additionally, NBC News is reporting that the U.S. strike only took out planes and fueling stations while leaving two airstrips intact. The airstrips would have been required significant reconstruction, but equipment can theoretically be replaced tomorrow. So it's just very fishy.
Mr. Carpenter, are we being deceived, Mr. Carpenter?
more than more,
more than about 99% of the people would like to believe. They like to believe that this is all truthful and it's necessary. It's not at all. None of it is at all. The Russian, from what I heard, were jammed during the attack. That it could be that was not truthful, and the Russians did allow it. That part I don't know, and I can't speak to that, Christopher.
So are you saying that our star-spangled, awesome radar jamming technology took the anti-missile batteries out, took them offline? Is that what you're saying? Or were they hacked? And if they were hacked, if the Russians were hacked, how are we going to blame the Russians for it?
Well, we blame that. What happens is, what we really do is we jam the systems, and then we blame the Russians for not shooting them down.
Or we, but somebody at somebody is going to have to blame. I mean, look, we all know that if any system in the world fails, and it's not to America's advantage or to American liberals' advantage, that the Russians did it. So I'm just trying to figure out how the Russians did this one.
I think something more equitable is if we blame Canada.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada.
So to add to the confusion of what's happening here, there's leaks also that on the 21st, there is some damaging information that's going to come out against Trump. So my prediction is...
Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fight and curse.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada. Blame Canada. With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada. Blame
Canada.
We need to form a full assault.
Your head is off.
Mr. Carpenter, you said to blame Canada.
Indeed, we did. So there's some damaging information that's going to come out on Trump in the next week and a half.
Uh-huh.
So Trump has to prepare the objective to do. Well, let's take a walk down memory lane again, shall we? I remember a day not that long ago.
Remember?
Wild William Clinton, during testimony, decided to bomb some small little enclave and destroy aspirin production for a very long time. So people wouldn't pay attention to...
Now, wait a minute. Now, I was told that one of my mistresses was there. I was not told that it was aspirin or baby milk. I was told...
I was told Hillary was there.
I was told that Hillary was there. I was told that Hillary was there.
Blame Hillary.
Wait a minute. I was told that old Iron Pants was there. So I did what any husband of Iron Pants would do. I tried to take her out with a cruise missile.
So this is obviously necessary at this time to detract the people's attention. And, of course, you can't do something and not get something. This morning, John McCain did verify that it sounded like that Gorsuch would be confirmed without any problems today.
Hmm. Well, what a startling, stunning turnabout. Startling.
Sure, Fox News will report it as a major breakthrough.
U.S. strikes with Syria. Hang on, let's just eavesdrop for a moment.
Permit the United...
Action at the end. Quote now. With his message delivered both in missiles and in a presidential address from behind a podium at his private resort in Florida, Mr. Donald Trump faces the difficult choice his predecessor and other world leaders have grappled with for years. Now what?
That's the Wall Street Journal.
That's a big question throughout the day.
Yeah, now what? I think what you heard from Secretary Tillerson is their plan. In other words, project strength, much like a Ronald Reagan kind of mentality, but get to the table and perhaps say where you listen to Russia saying that it's not necessarily Assad, we're not stuck on Assad. They probably would like some other Alawite leader in the same tribe, but get to some diplomatic solution in Syria so that the entire our region can move forward. I think what's interesting is how Russia and Iran react to this and what we see today and in coming days from any kind.
Now, what happens if the, what happens if the Russians go, Sarah Palin says that she could, Sarah Palin says she could see us from her porch. Let us light her up. Seriously. What do the Russians go, we know where there's a U.S. base that's within firing range of one of our little tomahawk-like missiles. Why don't we lob a few at you? Then the escalation. So now the objective is here, Greg? I must have missed this. So now the objective is to have diplomacy with the people you just attacked. But you had to attack them to show them that you mean the business, that you can wipe them off the face of the planet. And in order for them to be wiped off, to prevent being wiped off the face of the planet or bombed back into the Stone Ages, you now have to surrender one of the good guys in Syria, one of the Alawites who are with Assad, who are the only people that are actually defending and protecting the Christian populations there? These people are insane.
Yeah, it makes no sense to you and I, but in international politics, that's how you play the war game.
I understand So we can't stop aborting babies. We can't repeal Obamacare. So let's flex our muscle in a third world backwater and force these guys to do what? Okay, so we couldn't force the Congress to pass my health care plan. Can't force the Congress to do anything else that I want them to do. But I am going to now force a foreign government or two or three foreign governments to carry out my wishes. Vlad the Impaler is not going to go along with this.
I don't believe he is. I think that he's going to stand on principle on this. As he's done so many times before. You know, about a year ago, NATO had praised the Russians on their ability to do precision bombing in Syria to take out specific terrorists and not have collateral damage, as we call it. We've had this type of a technology for decades now. It was brought to the forefront in the Desert Storm, and we praised our military for our ability to have surgical precision with their bombing capabilities. So the inability to maintain surgical precision in bombing when we've advanced another 20, 30 years really spells out the fact that it was done on purpose in an ineffective and inefficient manner.
So it was stupidly done.
It was done deliberately to not have an effect in many places.
I don't know what I'm more angry about, I don't know which.
And don't forget. Forget who bought most. Don't forget who bought most of the Raytheon stock yesterday.
Mitt or McCain.
And gas prices are up.
So now the oil. Now big oil wins too. Wow, this is an awesome day. Mitt or Carpenter, thank you very much for the phone call.
You're very welcome.